Previously with Martin Besser.
Special guest is Louisa Zondo. Been chatting to her all morning and amazing things that she's sharing, especially also, and this is something we want you to take part in, is the You Matter Walk. It's a 4K walk for suicide awareness, which is happening this Saturday at the Hillcrest Sports Campus of the University of Pretoria. Also joining Louisa on the show this morning, and just to wrap it up, is Fatima Sidat. Fatima, thank you so much for being here. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You are from SADAC, South African Depression and Anxiety Group.
Yes.
Such important work that you do, and I'm kind of wishes that, you know, it's more popular, I guess, because it could change your life.
It is. It's been a busy period for us. We've been having an increase of calls from pre-COVID. We used to have 600 to 800 calls a day. We're now reaching over 3,200 people.
Wow.
So through our phone call center, SMS lines, WhatsApp lines, emails, social media, people are reaching out. And I think a lot of people are going through so much difficult time at the moment. And just by them being strong enough to reach out to us is the most important step they could take for themselves.
And what's the range? What are we dealing with here?
Everything.
Depression, anxiety, a lot of suicidal thoughts.
Yes. Depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation. We're getting a lot of people just going through so much of financial problems at the moment. Mm. Unemployment. That's what's making them go, probably have that increase of like anxiety levels.
Sure.
But also stress levels have increased.
Mm.
So a lot of people are reaching out to us just for basic counseling and maybe learning about some coping skills, reaching out and getting more help, face-to-face counseling. There's a lot happening.
There's a preconception that men don't talk.
Yes, I was going to say.
That men don't openly talk about depression and anxiety.
Yes.
They just don't. Is that true?
It is to an extent, but SADAC's a toll-free helpline. And men would probably, because of the stigma, they feel afraid to reach out. But because they know they're reaching out to someone that doesn't know who they are.
Right.
It's anonymous.
Looking at them, it's totally anonymous.
Mm.
They feel more free to reach out, which is a good thing.
What's the stigma?
You
how
know,
do we, how do we explain that?
As a society, I think men were always taught to be the strong ones, to be the bearers of everything. And because of that, I mean, I've worked in communities and there were guys that said, you know, in their culture, they were taught men are the strong people. So even in their language, men are supposed to be strong.
And showing emotion is weakness.
Yes, exactly. And because of the stigma, men don't want to be seen as the weaker people. However, I think over the years, things have changed.
Yes.
And a lot of men are now open to reaching out. So even in our suicide prevention campaign that we've done over the last month, you'll notice we have all these little video clips being posted on our social media. And bulk of them are men speaking about what they have been going through and how they had suicidal ideation or they attempted suicide. But there was a brief moment of hope that they still had. Some of them probably, one or two of them reached out to SADAC for counseling and they sought the help that they needed, which helped empower them. And by them sharing their stories will hopefully empower many more men out there.
Mm. Do we want more men to walk this Saturday?
Definitely.
How's it looking?
I have no idea.
Because you can get your tickets and more information about youmatterwalk.co.za. It'll be interesting to see who walks in this You Matter Walk on Saturday.
You know what's the good thing? Is the You Matter Walk is sort of a place where people know they're not isolated. Mm-hmm. They're not alone going through their problems.
Mm.
And there are other people that are sort of feeling similar or going through something similar. And they can identify with different people that they may meet at the walk, which is also important.
So imagine if this walk is almost the entire South Africa, because I'm saying this now, I think more people are anxious and depressed than we realize.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Don't you think so?
Yes.
Yeah.
Some are just better at keeping up a smile and putting up pretty pictures on Instagram and showing a great life, but it's not true.
According to stats, 1 in 3 people are prone to get a mental health condition during their lifespan. Yeah. And that's a huge amount.
A third?
Yep.
Children. Can they also come walk?
Yes, of course.
Teenagers.
Children go through so much these days. They're exposed to trauma. They're exposed to bullying at schools.
Yeah.
There's so much happening in society. Society's changed so much. So for them to come through and also learn about, yes, it's okay not to feel okay at some point, but there are places where you can reach out and there are places where you can get help.
Look what the world has put us through in the last couple of years. There is just nothing normal, and I use the word normal with great respect. There's just nothing normal about it.
No.
Well,
How could we expect to feel normal, react normal, seem normal?
Yeah.
When nothing has been normal.
When nothing has been normal. Yeah. In actual fact, you watch the people who really should know what the heck is going on not know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, the meaning of the word has changed. The two words that I rail against, it's normal and average.
Yeah.
Because we all seek to be quote-unquote normal. There is no such thing. We're all unique. Yeah. We all have very unique issues, problems, worries, concerns, things that make us happy. There is no normal, and we're seeking to match up with people, with others.
And just what Fatima's also saying now, and I think it's the same all around, is the world needs to challenge certain things that we've just accepted over the years.
Yeah.
That being emotional is weak. That speaking out about your personal problems is a taboo.
Mm-hmm.
And Martin, just because you and Ola have made this point, I want to pick up on what you mentioned when we were off the mics about this idea of adjustment, which is a psychological concept, and the idea of creative maladjustment. We have to be maladjusted to those things which continue to cause the crises of this world. We have to be maladjusted. And what this state we are in now is doing to us is that we are constantly in fear, constantly troubled, and we are in that part of the brain which is working on survival.
So
we
are the primal part.
We are stimulated and activated to be in survival mode, and therefore you see all of us just not being well.
Where you just want to stop adjusting, and you kind of have to, because there's always change. That whole concept of adjustment and being well adjusted in life implies that there is change in your world, and we know this more than ever before in the history of the world. Oh boy, was there change over the last couple of years. There really, really was, and you need help. I need help. And by needing help, I don't necessarily mean, not necessarily mean, but there's nothing wrong with it, obviously, seeking professional help or medication. By that, I just mean, just ask someone, talk to someone, say, listen, I'm having a really hard time adjusting to my financial situation after COVID. My business folded. I can't afford my lifestyle anymore. Do you know what I'm saying? And you might just talk to the right person who says to you, I feel the same way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is just, but you know, it works for me. And so the conversation goes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it starts. And I thank you so much for coming forward and leaving your voice notes. I want you to hear this while you're here, just because people are listening this morning to you, Louisa, to you, Fatima, and they can relate.
Speaking about anxiety and depression to anyone isn't really easy for us young people, because we feel the need to please others. So when something bad happens, we just put on a smile and pretend that everything's okay to keep the other people happy. So we don't really talk about it until our breaking point.
Yep. Being diagnosed with depression and anxiety at the very young age of 17, I've been walking a very long path with this mental conditions, and over the years I've come to realize that you do not need to suffer. There is help available, there is doctors available, but I truly believe that 100%. People out there don't have the necessary knowledge that these are all treatable conditions.
I quite frankly don't think we were ever meant to or equipped to deal with modern life, but that is a chat for a whole other day. You need every single bit of help that you can find, my friend. And if that means that you reach out to SADAC, do it. I just Googled you. The first thing that does come up is your number.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that, which is very important to me.
I think the one thing that I also want to point out here, we've lost people to suicide in my family. I think it's very important that people also realize that your mental health, you often as a human being try and self-medicate. So be that via all sorts of things you do, it actually in fact makes it worse. Mm-hmm. What you're trying to do is numb the pain because you don't want to feel it anymore. But in the process of numbing the pain, there are extra consequences behind it. So when you can take control of that, that being able to empower yourself like that and take control will be a step in the right direction for your mental health. When you're not a slave to your self-medication, that in itself will set you on a path where you can possibly have more freedom and become adjusted to the different shifts and changes.
I think we usually use this analogy where we say, you know, when people go through different mental health issues or they're going through difficult times, it's like taking a Coke bottle, shaking it. And eventually what happens is they're not getting the help, so it's building up and it's building up. When you open that lid, everything else pours out. And that is when it's quite late. Mm. So when you start seeing that you're going through some difficult time, or you know that, okay, I'm having difficulty coping right now, reach out, whether it's a friend, a family member.
Please do.
Open the lid.
Yeah.
There's headache. Mm. So just to have one short conversation with someone might give you some ideas of how to cope differently. And it will help you become more resilient and empower yourself in a way as well.
Fatima, thanks for being on the show. Louisa, nice to meet you as well. Thank you for being on the show this morning. It means a whole lot to us and a lot of people listening this morning. Thank you for sharing. Mm. And thank you for just being willing to come on. I know it's still very, very young. Hey, wake up, wake up.
With Martin Bester.